I have a sister. She wrote and told me about a man who had completely captivated her.
Voodoo.
They rented it before I could talk to them.
I don't believe it.
Nancy Drew, what are you doing here?
I'm following someone. I was afraid if you recognized me, you'd blow my cover.
These are voodoo cards.
You said these cards told you about us.
What does this card mean?
Death.
Look.
The voodoo curse.
There she is.
Lori, clap to you!
Tonight on The Hardy Boys, Voodoo Doll Part 1, introducing Janet Louise Johnson as Nancy Drew.
The swamp this morning, Lieutenant. Okay, take him in. Marty? They found this on him.
I thought I'd seen the last of those.
Springtime in New Orleans.
The Mardi Gras.
Nothing but rest and relaxation.
Parties, decadence.
Rest.
Dark Cajun beauties.
Sleep.
Butts of sleep. Creole temptresses. Southern belles. The most beautiful women from all over the world.
A hammock under a magnolia tree.
You don't come to the Mardi Gras to sleep. Who comes to the Mardi Gras to sleep?
It's been a difficult year, Joe. It's vacation time. Time to reflect. Recharge tired batteries.
You can recharge. I'm gonna party.
I think it'll do.
Ramirez to the front desk. Mr. Ramirez to the front desk, please.
Excuse me. The name is Hardy.
Hardy. H-A-R-D-Y.
That's right.
I don't seem to have anything with that name.
What?
There must be some mistake. We were booked over a month ago.
We got a confirmation in the mail.
Perhaps you did, but not at this hotel. Yes, monsieur.
The ambassador will require 5 additional rooms.
Très bien, but of course, anything the ambassador wishes.
You boys need a room?
Seems so.
I might be able to help. Yeah. Hotel Des Puces, just around the corner. I work there, too. I think you'll like it. This is our best room.
Hate to see the worst.
This is the bathroom. This room has hot water.
Whose are those?
Previous tenant.
He left without his things?
Yes and no. He left the room, but he's still New Orleans.
What?
They found his body floating in the bow, just south town. Rumor has it had something to do with voodoo.
You people still don't believe in that stuff.
Let me give you some free advice, friend. Never take voodoo lightly. A lot of people take voodoo lightly, find themselves in big trouble. Especially during the Mardi Gras.
Oh, come on.
Free advice. Never take voodoo light.
I thought that was free advice.
Advice is free. Carrying the bags costs you money.
Thanks.
Remember, if you need anything, just holler.
Holler. Holler and the roof would cave in.
Come on, it's not that bad.
It's a little stuffy. I think the word is rank. Ah. Well, Frank, this is another fine mess you've gotten us into.
You think they're living things in there?
We won't discuss it until we're too tired to stand up.
So near and yet so far.
Come on, Frank. The Mardi Gras waits. It's got to be better than that.
Did you get the room?
I told you to get right there.
I was waiting for the room. They rented it before I could talk to them. It wasn't my fault.
Who rented it?
I don't know. It was 2 young men.
Hmm.
Well, I've got to have that room. Looks like we're going to have to do something about those two young men, right?
Inflation, rising costs, totally free. Where else can you find it except New Orleans and the Mardi Gras?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Fortune! I tell you, fortune!
No, I'm fine. Maybe some other time.
No, free, I tell you, free!
Free, I tell you.
No money?
No money, free!
Okay, it's free, I told you.
Yes. Uh-huh, so I see. Oh, that's very bad.
What do you see?
You must go back wherever you came from. Mardi Gras, very dangerous for you. Very, very dangerous.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Joe.
My wallet's gone.
So is mine.
Off we go. Come
There's
on.
More.
Oh, no.
She's got all our money.
She's gone.
Unless she went into that club. It's the only place open.
Wait, gentlemen, for the best black magic in all of New Orleans. Dr. Duff is here, directly from Haiti. The high priest voodoo, the authority of black magic in all the world. Come right in, continuous performance, step right inside, and have a drink, the best drink on the house, on Dr. Duff. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come right this way, ladies and gentlemen. Black magic. Black magic in all of New Orleans.
Wow, look at this place. I guess the bellman was right. Some people do believe in this stuff.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah, that's magic. That's not voodoo.
Unbelievable. Voodoo. I'm sorry. I hope you don't think I'm being rude. But I could hardly help overhearing you scoff at voodoo. Won't you sit down? May I order you something? Oh, I'm Dr. Orrin Thatcher, professor of ethnic culture in London University. I came over here to see your Mardi Gras to get a first-hand look at the local customs. Sit down, please.
I'm Frank Hardy.
How do you do?
This is my brother, Joe.
Hi there.
Believe in voodoo?
Not really. Although your book, Black Science in the 20th Century, was very convincing.
Oh, you read my book?
Both Joe and I did. 54 weeks in the bestsellers list? Who hasn't? But you don't buy all of this.
This? Oh, this is pure hokum. Just a magic show designed for entertainment only. This is not real voodoo. I'm writing a thesis on it. Believe me, voodoo can be very real. There are many aspects of the black arts which cannot be explained by scientific means. by any means.
Like what?
Watch.
That's her. It's a girl. For the girl that you just burned up.
She already left. Makila. Nobody, Doctor. Just some fans.
Well, let them in. Dr. Dove is always interested in his fans.
Hi, Dr. Dove.
Hello. Did you enjoy our show?
Yes, thank you. But that's not why we're here.
Go on.
One of the girls that works for you. The one you burned up?
She lifted our wallets down on Bourbon Street today.
You sure of these accusations?
Absolutely. We followed her here.
How very disturbing. Are you vacationing in New Orleans?
Yes. And now our money and credit cards are gone.
So unfortunate. You'll probably have to be leaving Mardi Gras. Oh, having no money, I mean.
Well, actually, we wanted to know if you knew where the girl lived.
I'm afraid I can't help you. I don't even know the girl's last name. Marie Claire or something, I believe. You see, most of our people are itinerant. They don't travel with us. We merely hire local girls to participate in our act.
Terrific.
But I assure you, if the girl returns, I will question her at length. This sort of thing reflects very badly on me in the show. I'm sorry you have to be leaving the city.
Well, it's not that bad. Our father can wire us some money.
Well, fortunate. But before you leave, would you give one of my assistants your name and where you can be reached?
Of course.
And when the girl comes back, I will see that your wallets are returned to you.
Pretty good. Did you see that? Hey, now that's better. We could use some of that right about now. That was terrific.
Pretty good, but I think we gotta be running along.
Follow me.
Frank. I think it is.
I don't believe it.
Nancy Drew.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, we're having a wonderful time.
What are you doing down here?
I'm following someone. I was afraid if you recognized me, you'd blow my cover.
Who are you following?
I can't tell you yet. You're not on a case?
Well, in theory, we're relaxing, but we've gotten our wallet stolen.
Oh, no. Do you need some money?
No, I think we're all right.
Where are you staying?
We're staying at the Hotel de Pousset.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Looks cozy.
Yeah, well, we call it home.
I'm staying across the street at the Jean Lafitte.
The Jean Lafitte.
Hey, look, you guys, I gotta get going. Take care. New Orleans can be a dangerous city.
Nancy,
she's obviously meeting someone. I wouldn't bother her.
I wonder if the case she's working on has anything to do with that girl or our wallets being stolen.
You know, I never realized she was a magician. Well, except in her capacity to cast a spell on you.
You think she's in New Orleans because of Dr. Dove?
I'll bet on it. What's the matter?
Look.
What is this?
What? Do you believe this?
Oh, this must be my doll. There's a piece of my shirt on here in case there was any doubt.
Yeah, mine too.
Go home, Death Man, go home.
Aren't you gonna remove your pin? I believe it's customary.
I'm gonna have a headache whether or not I remove the pin.
I wonder how many of these things they sell a week to the tourists.
Somehow, I don't think we'll find these handed over the counter. They're authentic.
Why would anyone go through the trouble to try and scare us like that? I mean, if we were scared. I mean, if we took it seriously, which we don't. Do we?
Only if the person who hung them was serious.
How did they get in the room? The door was locked.
Joe, if you believe in voodoo, that doesn't matter. Then again, we don't believe in voodoo. Do we?
I mean, like, these things are like the real voodoo dolls?
I think I know someone who can tell us.
Oh, I think we're too late.
Joe, haven't you ever heard about the French Quarter? It never sleeps.
I can understand why. Everybody's too scared to close their eyes.
Come on.
We're closing.
That's all right there with me. I've been expecting them. Come along, join me. Sit down. Please, sit down.
You said you were expecting us?
We weren't expecting us till about a minute ago.
Well, the cards told me. I was concerned. The message is not quite clear. Rather frightening.
What kind of cards are these?
Voodoo cards. You can buy them in any curiosity shop in Bourbon Street. By the dozen. But not like these cards. These are over 100 years old. I got them from a high voodoo priest who practiced his magic in the streets of Hispaniola, in the Caribbean. I got them in a high-stake poker game. My wager was $5,000.
You said these cards told you about us.
Yes. Now that's you, the jesters, also known as the clowns. They made people laugh. They were also pawns. Expendable. There's a woman in your lives. You don't really know her well. She's a mysterious force. Now this is confusion. Indecision. The bed card draw.
And this?
Well, it could mean many things. It all depends on the next card that's drawn. Would you mind?
I may hate myself for asking, but what does this card mean?
Death.
And what does that card mean in conjunction with this?
A burial. The gray is the cemetery. The blood-red line, the extinguished life being lowered into the ground.
Swell.
What are you two doing here in New Orleans? Why have you come to the Mardi Gras?
What do the cards tell you?
That there is danger, not merely confusion. There's a girl, and burial, and death.
And this?
Means that it is all connected with the voodoo curse.
Now that high priest you were talking about before, that wouldn't happen to be Dr. Dove, would it?
No.
Then he's not for real.
In the world of the unseen, it is hard to say what is real and what is fake. Dr. Dove has a presence, a power. Whether malevolent or not, well, that is questionable.
And that's why you're here.
You're most astute. I am setting the man, yes.
Would he have a motive of trying to scare two strangers half to death?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about this.
You still have the pin?
No, I threw it away.
And you?
Yeah, I got one too. Wouldn't want to be left out.
This is serious, very serious.
Then it is real.
I've only seen one like it before, in Haiti. It was hanging over the door of a man who was lying within, slowly dying. There seemed to be nothing wrong with him, but he withered away until death was a release.
His native superstition.
The man was a colleague of mine from London.
She is. Wait a second! We want to talk to you! Professor, can you wait here? We'll be right back. Joe, let's get back to the club. We can't let Thatcher go. He's the only lead we had up.
With what?
Somehow you've trespassed into the world of darkness. Have you any idea what you've done? How you've offended?
It has to have something to do with that girl. The one in Dr. Dove's act. We've got to get to her.
That old woman who was in here tonight. All roads seem to lead back to Dr. Dove.
Well, you're not difficult to find. You just have to know where to look, that's all.
Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the daddy bear. Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the mommy bear. Bear, Baba, Rebear, said the little wee bear. Someone has broken my chair. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the mommy bear. So in the story of the three, the daddy bear, the mommy bear, the baby bear, but don't forget Goldilocks with the blonde hair. Story of the three bears.
I understand we have Dr. Dove in our midst. Dr. Dove, come on up here, do some of your good magic, okay? Hey.
What can he really do?
Anything he wants to.
Rick, that's the girl. Read Claire. Read Claire.
She cannot hear you, young man. She's in a trance. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
She's hypnotized.
Or worse. You know that in my world there are no boundaries. All things are possible.
Yes.
If you believe, they believe. I have some room up there, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Sure, man.
Easy go.
Hotel key in my costume.
How did you get in?
The door was open.
Indeed.
Can I go? Long day tomorrow. I mean, I want to be sharp for the show and all.
Be free. Watch her.
Tested the door for fingerprints before we left.
Been wanting to talk to you, too. You have kind of a funny habit of disappearing.
I work for Dr. Dove. He told me to lift your wallets. I had to go along with him.
Well, can we have our wallets?
I don't have them. Dr. Dove has. I can't get them back. He thought that if I lifted your wallets, you'd have to go home. He wants you out of this room.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Look. I need somebody to turn to. And somehow I felt that I could trust you.
Why don't you tell us what's going on?
I can't tell you everything.
Listen, so far we've had our wallets stolen thanks to you, have been warned to get out of town, found two voodoo dolls hanging in our room, and been told our lives are in danger. Now either you tell us everything you know or I'm going to pick up that phone, call the police, and we'll discuss it downtown in a detention cell.
All right. I have a sister, Josette. We're very close. She came to New Orleans 5 months ago, looking for excitement. She had heard that this is the most exciting city in the world, and the most dangerous.
Go on.
Josette and I trained at the Magic Castle in Los Angeles.
It's a magician's club. She's a much better magician than I am. She's also fascinated by black magic. She wrote and told me about a man who had completely captivated her. A Dr. Dove. She worked at the club. It was he who was going to introduce her into a darker world.
Voodoo.
I tried to call her, but she wouldn't listen. She said that I didn't understand New Orleans. I didn't understand it at all.
What happened then?
That was the last I heard of her. She didn't answer my letters. She was never in for my phone calls. I knew something had happened to her.
That's when you came to New Orleans.
But there wasn't a trace of her, not anywhere. No one seemed to know anything about her. It was as if she never existed.
That's when you decided to join Dr. Dove as she had.
As soon as I met him, I knew that he was responsible for my sister's disappearance. I have to gain his trust so that I can find her. That's why I did whatever he told me to. Will you help me?
We'd be happy to help you, but you're going to have to help us. There's got to be something you can tell us, something that'll help lead us to your sister.
All I have is this. I found it in the hotel room she abandoned. It's an address down on the harbor.
This is it here. What would your sister be doing in an abandoned warehouse on the waterfront?
I don't know.
Let's check it out.
Did she have the license number?
I didn't even see the car. Bree? Bree Claire?
They just picked her up. Those men tried to run you down. They stopped the car long enough to drag her into the car. I tried to help her, and they almost ran me down, too.
Where were we? We were right here. Why didn't we see her get pulled in the car? How did they know we were here?
Probably followed you.
How did you know we were here?
I was following you, too. Or rather, Marie Claire.
Then you know her.
Well, I didn't tell you before, but I knew her sister. An extraordinary girl. Alluring, yet naive. Very beautiful. One night, she disappeared from the Club Dambella, so I consulted the cards. They told me she was in trouble. So when her sister came and started asking after her, I knew the cards hadn't lied to me.
You and Josette very close?
Well, she rather looked upon me as a father figure. She was obsessed by this idea of voodoo. So I vowed to myself I would find her. That's why I wanted to talk to Marie Claire tonight.
Why tonight?
Because I think I've found her sister. The correct surname, of course, but I'm convinced that Josette is buried within this crypt.
How do you know?
I can't reveal my source, but it's reliable. Very reliable.
Why was she killed?
Because she knew the secret of Dr. Dove.
And what is that?
I'm afraid it was buried with her.
If that's Josette in there...
There's only one way to find out, isn't there? Here, try this.
You're more agile on your feet and stronger.
Since when?
Since right now.
Thanks.
Frank, somebody's got to hold the light.
Hold it right there. This is the police. I don't know what it is about Mardi Gras time. Perfectly sane, rational people just suddenly go crazy. I've been a cop in this city for 30 years. I thought I'd seen everything. But grave robbing, it's a new one on me.
You can't rob a grave if there's nothing in it.
Coffin's empty.
All right, fellas, what did you do with it?
We didn't do anything with it. There wasn't anything in it when we opened it.
Well, what is it that you're looking for?
Somebody's disappeared. We're afraid she'd been killed and placed in this crypt. Dr. Thatcher thought she might be in here.
Who?
Doctor? Doctor? Well, he was right here a second ago. He's a friend of ours. He's an English professor. We met him at the Club Dumbala.
You know, I hate to talk here, surrounded by death. There must be somewhere more pleasant to continue our conversation, don't you think?
How do we do it? How do we get ourselves in these situations? It's a gift. Huh. You know, I'd like to know what happened to Thatcher. Either he disappeared when the cops arrived, or he was grabbed. Yeah. And why entomb an empty coffin? Unless they want us to think that Josette was dead. You know, I know I've asked you this question before, but who are they?
Somebody made you bail.
Who?
Doesn't matter. I found out who you are. You're Fenton Hardy's sons. Your father and I did a little work together when he was on the NYPD. So, why don't you boys tell me just what you were doing in that cemetery, and who's this Josette Ramsey, anyway?
She's the sister of a friend of ours. She's missing.
Well, she's not on the missing persons report. I checked.
We're not sure Ramsey's her real name.
Well, what is her real name?
We don't know.
You know, boys, I'd really like to know what's going on here.
Lieutenant, if we ever figure it out, you'll be the first to know. All we know is that it has something to do with voodoo.
What?
It has something to do with voodoo.
Then get out of it. Look, boys, I'm just a cop. I deal with MOs and rap sheets and informers and busts in the street. I don't believe anything I can't understand. But I've seen a lot of strange things. And I've looked down at a few dead people with bones and dolls in their hands. Get out of it.
Thanks for the advice, Lieutenant.
He's your guardian angel.
Can't you two stay out of trouble for more than a day?
I should have known. Thank you. How much do we owe you?
$50 each. You were arrested for disturbing the peace.
For disturbing the peace in a cemetery?
What are you guys into? Does it have something to do with Dr. Dove?
What can you tell us about Dr. Dove?
I can't tell you. Not yet. But you have to be careful. He's dangerous.
Nancy.
I can't tell you anything more. Not now. But I don't want anything to happen to you. Please be careful.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say a word.
He didn't have to. This room is busier than Grand Central Station. Do we go in? We've come this far.